This morning, as we begin round two of the NCAA tournament, we arrive at the last round of our scrutinies. And we are now just 13 days away from Alex's baptism and from Joseph's baptism. It's been a great joy having two preparing for baptism for our Easter vigil. And here at the 9 o'clock Mass, we have witnessed these scrutinies. Today is the last exorcism. We hope it goes as smoothly as the others. And we continue to pray for Alex and for Joseph. Today also brings us to the last of the five signs in St. John's Gospel. And this one is a big one. The raising of Lazarus from the dead, from the tomb. In coming to this last sign, St. John tells us something beautiful, that as a result of this sign, many of the Jews began to believe in him. That's a beautiful line. You see, no matter how late or early, no matter the hour, whenever someone comes to believe in Jesus Christ, that is always good. It is always a sign of grace. It is always God at work. And God is working, as we can see here and here. The gospel today is a beautiful reminder that Christian faith is a powerful net. It's a net that not only draws us closer to Christ, but it continuously draws more and more of us to Christ. More people, and more of us as individuals. You see, at the beginning of our faith, we believe in parts. But God does not rest until he has all of us, until he has the whole of us. And in today's gospel, we see that at work. Not only the intellect believing or the will saying, yes, I believe, but we even see flesh and bones believing. We even see the emotions and the passions. You see, Jesus is not only calling, but he draws. He draws all people to himself. Piece by piece, bit by bit. But he does that. Beautiful case in point is Martha. And read John 11. This is the story of Lazarus, what we just heard. And Martha is a beautiful case study. Yes, Lord, I have come to believe. How does Jesus do this work? How is he drawing us to himself? Allow me just to say three little things. Number one, he loves. It's quite remarkable that this whole story begins not with a message that Lazarus is sick. That's not what they tell Jesus. You know what they tell him? Master, the one you love is sick. Isn't that beautiful? And he knows right away who it is. You see, Jesus loves so very much. Each and every one of us. He loves so much that John gives us the shortest verse of all scripture in this chapter. Jesus wept. There's the emotions. They said, see how he loved him. The love of God for every human being that ever was, that ever will be, every person that you come across this week, including the person you see in the mirror each day. God loves. And as much as I have my list of names of all my family and all the people that have asked for prayers, sometimes when I pray, I just say, Lord, the one you love is sick. And he knows. The love of God draws us. Number two, the waiting of God. One of the big stories here is Jesus waits. He waits 2 days, and then by the time he gets there, it's 4 days that he's in the tomb. Lord, there's going to be a stench. John tells us he did this for the glory of God. Scripture scholars say, well, maybe they just wanted to prove that, you know, Lazarus was dead, you know. But perhaps he waits for another reason. Perhaps God's waiting, perhaps his delay can wake us up, can make us a little stronger, can increase our faith. And I think it's especially true in our own day. With the quickness of text, with the quickness of, Grubhub, everything. I mean, you name it. If someone wants to order like something, by the end of Mass, it will be at the door, right? Any Prime members, it will be right there. What do you need? And that's good. But waiting is not always bad. And in fact, it can be better. And Jesus waits. Finally, he speaks. And his word here is so powerful and beautiful. Whether it's roll back the stone, untie him, Lazarus come out, these are spoken words of Christ, commands and powerful imperatives. And even the dead bones and flesh respond. The love of God, the waiting of God, the word of God has unique power to draw us to himself. And over time, what a beautiful work that can accomplish. How it can change us from our quick, crass, and careless ways to become men and women on the way with God. My friends, this week we enter the last full week of Lent. Let us remember not only what God has done for us, but let us be all the more attentive to what he is doing. And the quiet but powerful way that he does it. He wants to draw more of us to himself so that he has more of us. And we have more of him. And when that happens, God is glorified. We see the gospel in all of its light, and we know more perfectly his love. As we begin this week, let us thank God for all of these things, and let us discover how he loves us, how he waits, and what he says.